We are now coming back to Zurich to a new topic, because last summer, as a part of a resistance against the migration regime in Switzerland, a park in Zurich got occupied. It was called Parc Sans Frontières, so Park Without Borders. We have now someone on the phone who was there and who is going to tell us more about it. Are you here?
Yes, hello.
Okay, hello. Maybe if you can talk a little bit about the political background of the whole action.
Yeah, so last May 2018, there was this place, this park called Platzspitz, was squatted for a weekend, Friday to Saturday, until Saturday to Sunday morning. It was squatted as a because it is part of a symbol, or kind of a symbol in city in the city Zurich. It used to be in the 90s, late 80s, early 90s, it used to be like a place where people, where there was kind of the called the open drug scene. People from all around Europe, even maybe all around the world, came to this place because it was like the place where you could consume drugs, and it used to be kind of a place, yeah, for like people like this, for junkies at the end. And Zurich had, at the beginning, they didn't know what to do with it, and at the end they rigorously and with lots of repression, they closed the whole park and threw all the people out. And so it used to be a symbol, and now it became more like an open park where people go, where at the day it's close to the, or it has, it's at the river. And yeah, so it's like a historic place. And last year, or 1.5 years ago, there used to be, there came this new asyl law in Switzerland, with which is it has several points in it, and some, or one is like this, the containment, where people who are who apply for asylum in Switzerland, when they're during their process, they're bound to stay to their places, to their Asylheim, to like the, yeah, the houses where they are, and they're not allowed to like leave the Gemeinde, the Bezirk, I don't know what they call, for too long, or not even for a while, and have to be in the locker at night and things like this. So the theme or the topic of the whole squatting was that it yeah, in this in this line kind of about containment. Because it's like in a historical line, you can say it's, yeah, it's similar with the, how they used to deal with the drug users, and how they deal now with the people who are looking for refugee. Yeah, and then there was this action, probably was like planned, and this place was squatted for this weekend with like lots of political inhalt with, yeah,
and content.
Like this content. Yes, thank you. And then it was like that. It had music and a lot of political stuff.
Okay, and
yes,
can you maybe tell a bit more about what happened on this weekend and what stuff people who came around could see or do or deal with?
Yeah, the whole place is quite, it's quite big. It's like lots of green and trees and everything, and then there was a stage with music. There were different tents with political content. There was a bar. There was drinking. There was it was big. There were like quite, I guess, quite a lot of people involved who made this all possible and made this all happen. So it was kind of a, I don't know, you could call it kind of an open air party, with lots of political content, with lots of talks, with lots of things to discuss. And there was a newspaper made for this weekend with like different articles about this whole topic and what's it for and why it's done. And yes, it was really, really nice. And it was really nice as well. Like the communication to the outside was working very well. So it started Friday afternoon, evening. The place was squatted at the beginning. I don't know, there was like police outside, and it was like not sure if it's working. And then it seemed the police accepted it, that with like, yeah, okay, the squatters have to leave at the end of the weekend. And yeah, like this all worked, and it got a really nice reception as well, I guess, because there were like actions before where there was at the end the media, they always kind of write the same, and for this time I have the feeling what I read in the newspapers and in the media, it was like quite a good, quite some acceptance for the reasons why this place was squatted for this weekend. And yes.
Okay. And did you, or could you tell something about the reactions you saw from the people passing by, and maybe also reactions in the direction of police repression afterwards?
The people who came were like, I mean, first it's like when people are not used to do things like this. So people come and are like, oh, what is this? And at the beginning, lots of people are always a bit like skeptical. But I think because there were like two entrances, and when you came in, you received like, you were like kind of welcomed. You received a paper or a small, yeah, paper with the informations on it, and there were people explaining to you what it is and what's happening, and it's like music and everything. And the reactions are really good, and the people really enjoyed it. It's really close to the Hauptbahnhof as well, to the main station. So there were a lot of people just passing by, because sometimes when things happen at the border of the city, like people don't even know that it's happening. And when it's like really in the heart or in the center of the city, really people just pass by, families, kids, everything. And we're really enjoying the whole event, I guess. And the repression afterwards, I guess, I don't know, that the Sunday morning, the whole thing was over and people left. And so far, there wasn't that many reactions, or there was not like repression in the sense of people getting arrested or, yeah. But I don't know. The thing is, with people who don't have like a legal status and other things, it's always hard for like illegal actions, because the police is around the whole thing. I mean, they were probably surveying the whole thing the whole time. So it's always hard. And what I saw in the beginning, that like people with unclear status, some had problems to go there, or for some it wasn't like they didn't feel comfortable. So this is kind of some repression during the event. In the aftermath, I think, I don't know if anything happened, or I think nothing happened.
Yeah. Okay. And is there anything else you want to tell, or?
I don't know. I would suggest to all the people who hear from events like this, go there and look at it. And if you're not used to go, it's always like it should be an open place. It's always like for all the people, and all the people are welcome. Yeah, except for the police and other officials, but it's always enjoyable, and do things like this in your own city. Yes.
Okay. So thank you very much for talking to us, and
thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Have a nice evening.
Yes, you too.
Слабо без чотус по герте та фронте ме вердет, ме вердет на хойс на конте. Слабо без форт вертик, но та симмер вертик. Есенк, олез он рекстерне вертик. Ой, си фюр си не димер вертик. Ме вердет регистрирт, ангст регирт. Вас пасирт, вайс нимер со генау. Филихт ланден мер согар им бау. Вил мер ири верт не верстэнд, ом ден андре ваг гэнд. Мир син оли верлетсбар, дох си сагет нур мир син дэр. Wir sollen uns fügen, doch ich will nicht euren Anspruch genügen, diktieren sogar mein Vergnügen. Ich muss mir Mühe geben, nicht alles preisgeben, sie wollen es mir vermiesen und gegen mich verwenden. Ich will mein Leben nicht beenden, eigentlich keine Zeit mit euch verschwenden. Ich will mir sagen, was für mich gibt, irgendwann marschieren wir alle im gleichen Schritt. Schritt, 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 Schritt.
Wo
willst Konsum für die Masse. Du willst Whisky und Rum zum Schlafen. Wir wollen Pranks sehen, jedes Schiff vertagen. Wir Bombe aus der Tiefgarage. Wir wollen die Leute in Rage und nachher voll verladen.
In Ekstase, nackt, komm, ade, ade, ade.
Ich seh den ganzen Tag durch, nur mit traurigen Mienen. Und sie starren alle auf die Tastatur, während ich schreibe. Über Hunger und Leiden, aber durch ein paar Ziele ist mein Hass, wo um kommt zu beschreiben. Drum steht jeder Text, will man bis jetzt nur das losen Fäden. Trieblosen Schädel, hey, was ist bloß los? Wird das immer so vernebelt? Wieso find ich kein Wandel in dem muss ich es loserleben? Überall umgeben, verschiedene tote Wesen. Alles grusige Mutanten von den blauen Schieber sessen. Ein Monster ist entstanden, die du streibend mit zerfetzen. Weg mit du kannst um verhexen, dass sie endlich Hals überwechseln. Ja, was sollen die Mäge um jeden Franken brennen? Dann wir Balken sprengen, gehen wir uns all zusammen gehen hängen und unsere Leichen spenden. Etwas Gutes ist ja klar, beim Wodka das ganze Vermächtnis regiert über das Gedächtnis. Wir sind da verdächtig, die Welt ist fertig. Was Gott allgegenwärtig ist doch nur die Werbung. Ja, ein neues Produkt schon den Glauben behalten, aber grau gestalten, sind vom Leben spaltet, wo der Markt ihr Glück verwaltet und im Schatten von den Noten. Entfaltet sich Roboter in Krawatten, sie verblödet schon seit langem bei mir all. Immer noch im Gleichschritt, gib mir mal den Schreibstift. Wenn ich meinen Hass über den Beat krieg, wird die Welt nicht besser. Ich weiss, wir sind alles nur Hightech-Zombies. Niemand hat eine Wahl, wir werden adressiert, reduziert auf eine Zahl, auf einen Stapel Papier. Ein moderner Tour von Babel, eine Stadt hinter mir.
Ihr hört die 50. Sendung vom internationalen anarchistischen und antiautoritären Radionetzwerktreffen. Natürlich live aus Zürich.
And now somebody is telling something about the migration regime in Switzerland.
Yeah, what we hear now was one form of resistance, and I will explain shortly what's about the asylum system in Switzerland. Basically, it changed in the last years and it's inspired from the Netherlands, from their asylum system. So they do isolation, the migrants centralize them in huge camps, and so Switzerland also started to build or rebuild new camps, and actually they want to make place for over 5,000 migrants in different cantons, and there are different camps. One camp is for registering, like the people coming, and they coming to the first camp, and there they have to give fingerprints, their documents, and so on. And then it's taking 10 to maximum 120 days until they become like an answer if they can stay in Switzerland or if they get deported. If they get a negative, they come to the deportation camp, and from there they try to deport the people, mostly people which are registered in another EU country, and to deport them back to this country. But actually in the time where they stay in this camp and they don't behave well, like in the way of the government wants, and they be unruly, there is two different camps which will get built in Switzerland for unruly asylum seekers, and this camp will be far away from the civilization. There will be in the mountain, or at least one is like super far away, the other is still unclear where it's gonna be. And so what's the idea of this from the state, from the government, is to isolate the migrants, like took them away from the other citizen of Switzerland, so that they stay there in the camp and have no contact with other people, so there is less so the people don't disappear and going underground in Switzerland. So they are under total control. But actually, we heard before the phone interview, there is resistance, and there is also other resistance against this asylum system. Actually, there are existing different newspaper written from illegalized people, from migrants, and also people who stay in solidarity with migrants. And then what's other stuff which is going on is a fight against the companies who make profit out of the asylum system, like these companies who build these whole camps or do the security of the camps or bring food or do the transportation to the airport, or at least also deport them. And there is a big list of different companies which are doing this stuff. And some of them, they getting attacked. And some of them stepped back from the contract which they had with the government. Yeah, and so different actions taking place in the past and hopefully still will going on. And there were also several demonstrations in front of different deportation centers. So there is a solidarity movement, and we hope, yeah, it's going on, and that we can destroy the borders and this whole asylum system, that everyone can go there where he wanna go, she wanna go, it wanna go. Yeah. So we listen a bit music.